Isaiah, chapter 32. Look, a king will reign in righteousness, and princes will rule in justice. And a man will be as a hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as streams of water in a dry place, as the shade of a great rock in a weary land. And the eyes of those who see will not be dim, and the ears of those who hear will listen. And the heart of the rash will understand knowledge, and the tongue of the stammerers will be ready to speak plainly. The fool will no more be called noble, nor the churl said to be bountiful. For the fool will speak folly, and his heart will work iniquity, to do profaneness, and to utter error against Yahweh, to make empty the soul of the hungry, and to cause the drink of the thirsty to fail. And the instruments of the churl are evil, he devises wicked devices to destroy the meek with lying words, even when the needy speaks right. But the noble devises noble things, and in noble things he will continue. Rise up, you women who are at ease, and hear my voice, you careless daughters, give ear to my speech. For days beyond a year you will be troubled, you careless women, for the vintage will fail, the ingathering will not come. Tremble, you women who are at ease, be troubled, you careless ones, strip, and make yourselves bare, and gird sackcloth on your loins. They will strike on the breasts for the pleasant fields, for the fruitful vine. On the land of my people thorns and briars will come up, yes, on all the houses of joy in the joyous city. For the palace will be forsaken, the populous city will be deserted, the hill and the watchtower will be for dens forever, a joy of wild donkeys, a pasture of flocks. Until the Spirit is poured on us from on high, and the wilderness becomes a fruitful field, and the fruitful field is esteemed as a forest. Then justice will stay in the wilderness, and righteousness will remain in the fruitful field. And the work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and confidence forever. And my people will remain in a peaceful habitation, and in safe dwellings, and in quiet resting places. But it will hail in the downfall of the forest, and the city will be completely laid low. Blessed are you who sow beside all waters, who send forth the feet of the ox and the donkey.